Howdy, folks. Barbecue Bob in the house again. Wishing everybody a happy Monday. Or is it Tuesday? I don't know. I forget the days. They're rolling by. In the house tonight, special guest, once again, the lovely Miss Claudia from the Crazy Bag Ladies.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know. It just seems like Franks and Beans, Death and Taxes, Claudia with Claudia and Barbecue Bob.
Yeah, we're a strange combo, Bob.
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm the Beast.
Well, that's not the truth. Only when you take your teeth out, honey. Anyway, folks, I got a special recipe tonight I want to share with you. It's an easy one. Another one of them easy peasy ones. Just want you to have some fun this summer. Not something too difficult. I hate them darn shows when they put that recipe up there and you look at it and there's about 55 ingredients and it's just too damn hard to put together. Well, this one's going to be a little bit easier for you.
Are you allowed to say that word?
I'll say it, darn word I
want. Yeah, there might be little kids listening to your show. That's not nice.
Well, I'm sorry, folks.
As a matter of fact, we do have a little boy that wrote, and I think he's like, let's see.
15?
No, that's one boy. We have a 15-year-old who said he's starting to learn to barbecue for his mama.
I rub off on you.
No, he's barbecuing for his mom. And he's in Maine, he said. And then
really?
We have a little boy who's, I think he's about 12, 11 or 12, and he's writing down your recipes. He said he wants to learn to barbecue.
Well, maybe this ain't the show that I should do then, because tonight...
No, this is the perfect one.
Well, this is called...
Everybody's been writing me saying, when is the recipe coming on? Now, there's one of our fans, I don't think he'll mind me saying his name, Uncle Shag. He has a great podcast on Podomatic. He wants us to do the Italian sausage recipe, only he does his with venison. So when you
I love venison. Love when I hunt it myself and then eat it. It tastes double good.
That's why when you do that show, I'm Italian. I don't know anything about venison.
You never had venison?
Never. never.
Oh, you city folk are all the same.
Yeah, I guess so.
You eat the swine, but you won't eat the deer.
I'm sorry. Anyway, listen to me. So we got to do, when you do the Italian sausage recipe, you have to remember to do it with...
What, fennel seed?
Well, you have to have fennel seed, but I'm saying, can he do this with venison then?
Absolutely.
So people,
I got a venison recipe. A little bit different. I like my venison a little more spicy.
Okay, but wait a minute now. Tonight, everybody's been waiting to hear you do beer can up the butt chicken.
Well, that's great, Claudia. Let all them little kids hear. Beer can up the butt.
Well,
that's great.
That's what it's called.
I know it is, but you could have put it a little bit different. How about poultry with a rectal rectal insertion? Rectal cavity insertion.
I eat that kind of. Oh my God.
Well, that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about it, but that's what it is. I've got a great recipe tonight. Let's just dig into it, get going here. People got a lot of things to do instead of listening to us just jibber jabber about nonsense.
You wrote everything down, Bob?
No, but I'm gonna shoot from the hip, just like always, just like just like Festus. Here I go.
I look like Festus. No, I'm just kidding.
Claudia, now, if I'm the Beast and you're the Beauty and you look like Festus, these people must think I must
be... It's Monday. I feel like Festus.
Yeah, well, that must
be
it.
I feel like I look like him.
All right, let me get going here now. People got things to do.
Go ahead.
All right. This is what you're going to do today. You're going to get yourself a nice chicken, depending on how many people you got to feed. I said a nice chicken. One chicken for two people. Well, in your household, maybe four people could eat it, but my household, one medium-sized chicken will feed two people. That's a half chicken. You got where you get a little taste of breast meat, a little thigh, a little leg, a little wing. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. All right, what you got to do to prepare your bird, what I'd like to do is tell you you should brine. We didn't even talk about brining yet, but I like to brine
brining?
Brining your chicken.
Brining?
Yeah, brine. You make a brine. That's like a soak. Soak it overnight.
Wow.
It helps keep all them juices and stuff inside. It's not a marinade, but it's a brine. And I'm going to give you a brine recipe real quick.
For the chicken?
Yeah. You're going to have about a half or three-quarter cup of kosher salt, 2 tablespoons of molasses. You know what molasses is?
Yeah.
Yeah, molasses. Okay. I didn't know, you city folk. Half a cup of brown sugar. You have about 10 or so whole peppercorns. Get a few shots of hot sauce in there. You can't...
Oh, again with the hot sauce.
Listen now, you got to spice everything up, Claudia. You know, same old stuff ain't good. You got a little hot sauce. Two shots ain't going to kill you. Whisk everything together and take that bird. You're going to have it in a vessel that's going to be able to submerge that entire...
A vessel?
Yeah, a vessel that's going to be able to submerge that entire bird in there and cover it completely with the...
How about like a casserole, like a big dish or
casserole? Yeah, casserole dish, but when you got to make all this ingredient here, if you put it in a big bowl, it's just going to spread out and only get on part of the bird. You got to have a smaller vessel that fits the chicken in there.
Yes.
And be able to cover that in your fridge overnight so that it does its work, it does its dirty work.
I gotcha.
Now, when you're taking that, here's a little hint for you, too. Bob likes to have some dirty rice. You like dirty rice?
Dirty rice?
You don't know what dirty rice is, Claudia?
I don't know.
Oh, man, some of these people are laughing at you. Dirty rice, you take some of the giblets and the heart and the kidneys and the lungs and the whatever you can find on the inside of that bird, and you save it. And when you're cooking your bird, you add that stuff to your rice. They call it dirty rice. Put a little paprika in there, a little hot sauce, put your dirty giblets in there.
Who would eat that, though?
That's called dirty rice.
People eat it?
People eat it. People love it.
Really?
Absolutely.
I've never tried it.
You never had dirty rice?
How come you never made me dirty rice? That's a sick name. Maybe they come up with a new name.
Everybody calls it dirty. You ever go to Popeye's Fried Chicken?
No.
Well, I'm not meaning to plug Popeye's, but they do make some. I like Popeye's shit. They got dirty rice.
Do they call it that?
Yeah, it's called dirty rice.
Wow.
Anyway.
I never go anywhere, I guess.
So you got your brine work. We're going to do a whole show on brine one day. But I like brining my chickens because what it does is it...
Do you really, Bob? You like
brine? Yeah, I like brining my poultry. Anyway, you get that brine on there and you let it sit in there overnight, and it kind of seals it and keeps all the juices in there, waterlogs it.
It's going into the juices.
Anyway, and another thing too, folks, when you're going to do this with the beer, I've got a couple of suggestions. I don't like using just plain old run-of-the-mill lager beer. And I mean by lager beer, I mean Budweiser or Miller or Coors. Or whatever else you guys use, some of you folk drink out there.
But that comes in a can. Isn't it beer can up the butt?
I know that's what they call it, but you might as well just call it beer.
But what? You mean you have a different can? You're gonna use Guinness up the butt?
Well, actually, what I like to do, you can get. Go ahead, buy yourself a six pack. Well, buy yourself a can of whatever you know want to call it, Bud Light, whatever. Open that can up, and then pour it out. And then go get yourself some real beer so you got your beer can.
That's not enough.
I'm sorry. I'm one of them beer snobs. I like a beer that's got some flavor in it. I'd use a darker beer or like an ale. Anybody know what an ale is? You know what an ale is? Ale is fermented at a higher temperature. It has more flavor to it. It's got more...
If this show was Jeopardy, I'd lose. I don't know any other question.
You're a consumer.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Most of America doesn't. I'm
crazy.
Here to educate you. I'm here to make you understand there's a difference between an ale and this yellow fizzy soda pop stuff that you people out there most of you drink.
Yeah, but if you're real thirsty, those beers come in mighty.
Well, when it's hot out, I like water. But I also like, if you haven't had an ale, a good micro-brewed ale, then you ain't lived life yet. That's a fact.
And of course, Bob makes his own.
Anyway, I make my own, but we're not going to talk about beer now. I'm going to do a whole show coming up here in a couple of episodes about microbrewery. We're going to go down to my local microbrew, and I'm going to interview some of the brewers and everything.
Why? Really?
We're going to talk about beer. We're going to talk about what's the best beer. Everybody's got their own opinion, but anyway.
Getting off track, Bob.
Yes, I know. So anyway, you're going to pour that beer out, and you're going to get yourself some nice ale. Now, your store...
Wait, did you finish the brining?
The bird is in the fridge chilling overnight.
Oh, okay.
The next day... Get your coals going. Get that beer. Now, what you're going to do is take that beer can, and you're going to put some good ale in the bottom of that, a darker beer or a highly hopped, you know, not too hoppy because you don't want to transfer some of that bitterness into the meat. But a nice, you know, maybe like a red ale or something, and put that beer can with about half of the beer in it, and you want to cram that thing up, you know, about halfway up there. Get it up there high and tight, cram it way up in there, and then what you want to do is get it so it can sit, you know, they have some other things on the market now, Claudia, that you can buy aftermarket, And you can sit them on, like, there's these little cages that you can put the beer can in.
I just wanted to let everybody know that on
Did
my
you sell
blog,
that on the Bag Lady?
On the Bag Lady's
the
blog.
The Bag Lady site?
The Bag Lady's blog on our page.
On the Bag Lady's blog, everybody.
I have the stuff for the beer can up the butt chicken, the stuff for ones for doing turkeys with beer cans.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of them. They're
I'm not
on
too
there.
We're going to do a big turkey fry. Recipe
this Thanksgiving.
One. Yeah, we're gonna do turkey fry this year.
No, but just make sure if you want the tools for this beer can thing, you can
wouldn't a turkey need a coffee can?
They got something unusual.
His butt's a little bit bigger. If a turkey need a coffee, anyway.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I don't want to go there. Anyway, what we're gonna do, folks, is we're gonna get that briny chicken and we're gonna cram that beer can where the sun doesn't shine and get it up in there tight. And then what I like to do, believe it or not, folks, is I like to get myself a nice medium sized onion and about two or three giant cloves of elephant garlic.
Ooh.
And I like to cram it down the neck on top of that bird and then put that onion on top and cram it in there so it's, you know, in the neck part where they cut the head off and shove it down in there.
You got a little anger there, don't you?
A little bit. And shove it down in there and cram it in that guy's neck. And then that what that does is kind of plugs in the juice up on top and it soaks into that onion and boy, let me tell you, it's good. I'm hungry. We got some chicken, Claudia? Anyway, what you do is you get that on that bird. Now, look, I'm a little bit different. After I brine it, I'm even going to put a little bit of rub on the outside of it, on the inside, outside. And that rub is going to consist of just a little bit of maybe salt, pepper, put a little brown sugar, pepper. Just a little small, about a couple tablespoons of brown sugar or a tablespoon of brown sugar to help make a glaze like. Little paprika, little, you know, throw a little cayenne pepper, just a small smidge, Claudia, like an eighth of a teaspoon or less.
Okay.
Anyway, rub that all on the inside, outside. You don't have to be exact, folks. Cooking ain't an exact science. It's trial and error. That's what it is. And then you get it in there. You want to get close, though. But you get it in there, rub it all on the inside of the chicken before you cram that can where the sun don't shine. Get it all on the outside. Sit it up on that can. Now you're ready to start some cooking. What you're going to do now is do some barbecuing. We aren't doing
barbecue.
This ain't no grilling. This is barbecuing. We're going to do a little low and slow.
Wow.
What you're going to do is get that fire up about 200, 250. I like closer to 200.
Know?
Well, you've got to have a thermometer on your barbecue. Wow. And what you're going to do is you're going to put your coals over there, and you're going to have another can where you're heating coals up every hour. Now, this recipe I like to do takes about 5 or 6 hours.
For this?
Absolutely.
What about the ladies that are just wanting to do a beer can up the butt?
Well, if you want it to taste delicious and out of this world, you're going to make the extra time. Now, you can also do the speedy recipe, but it ain't as good. You want that chicken so when you turn the legs, it just falls right. You can pull the leg right off, complete whole.
Wow.
So you can turn the leg and it kind of bone
okay,
wants to like just move around on the inside.
If a lady wants to do this,
you want. And also, I like to soak my wood chips again, put them in my little tin foil, and put them on top of my grill, and just let a little bit of smoke get in there too.
What kind of wood chips? Hickory.
I would use hickory on chicken. You can use mesquite too, but I like the hickory
so
on this
one.
This
is a 5-hour chicken.
This is a 5 or 6 hour chicken.
Are you sure you know that for sure?
Absolutely. Okay, at 200 degrees, about 5 hours. Yep, that's about right. Now, if you want to do it quicker, you can get it up about 350. It'll take you about an hour, hour and a half. But you just got to keep checking. You got to have it done where the internal temperature, I believe, on that bird is going to have to, if you want to measure the temp by the temperature. I don't like cooking that way, though. I always know the bird is done when I can pull that leg off and the bone just comes right, just fall. You want that meat falling apart and juicy and moist and delicious. Good with that dirty rice, don't you?
Yeah.
I know I do. Mmm. I can taste it now. I love this recipe.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's what you do. That's what I do. So do what you want. Hell, I don't care. Just make it. You'll like it. Trust me. Now, all you freaks out there who like that free range stuff, that's free range is pretty good too. But you know what?
Oh, those are great.
Oh.
They're not all steroids.
There never been a steroids.
Or whatever they
are. I used to take steroids. Look at me. See what happened to me?
Oh, boy.
Not much good, I guess.
Barbecue Bob is like a buffalo.
I'm built like a buffalo.
You ever see that head on the wall at Disneyland? The big buffalo
Folks,
head?
My mama said I was a refrigerator when I was born.
What?
And I'm still one. I'm a reefer.
Okay, now go ahead, Bob.
All right, here we go. Where am I at now? What else do you want?
Noise on our microphone. Watch it.
What else do you want, Claudia?
Well, is that
anyway,
so then,
what you do is you drink the six pack you bought while the beer's cooking, while the chicken's cooking. You just go ahead and drink the rest of your six pack.
And so the dirty rice, all they're doing is taking all that stuff.
And dirty rice take all that stuff, and what's that?
They take all the stuff that was in the bird.
Well, they can, and they can make dirty rice. So
what do they do?
Go to the website, and I'll give you the recipe. I'll put the recipe on there for the dirty rice. I'll put that and throw
that
in there.
That's on his blog. And so
that's on my blog, dirty rice recipe.
Barbecuebob.blogspot.com. That's his website, his blog. He's not that web savvy yet to do anything more.
I'm not too keen on this web stuff. I'm trying. That's why Claudia's my technical advisor, folks. If it was up to me, I couldn't
stuff.
Do it.
Oh, I know. You couldn't.
I mean, I'm old. I'm low tech.
That's right.
I'm still.
But that's what people want to hear about how you do the cooking like this.
That's why I don't use a gas grill. Can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
But wait a minute. So now that was all there is
Not
to it?
Not against you people that don't have the time.
Wait, is this all there is to it, to this recipe?
That's it. That's simple. That's it. That's why I did it tonight. I wanted people to have a nice, delicious recipe that would go easy to prepare. And you know, the longer recipe, though, but, I mean, you can do it a shorter version, just cook it at a higher temperature and get it cooked faster. But I like doing it slow. Barbecue tastes better when it's... You take your darn time.
Now that's incredible.
That's
now,
it.
When are you going to do a beer show again? Two more weeks?
We're going to do a couple weeks. We're going to have a beer show completely dedicated to the making of alcoholic beverages.
Should we ask if anybody wants to know about a certain kind, or do you have something already all planned out?
Well, actually, I'm just going to do a general show and then...
Go from there.
You know, we're going to do a little bit. I can get real technical on that beer show. And a lot of you might not want to tune in because it's a
so we'll be a put we'll put a marker on that show that says for serious
hop heads.
Yeah, that's a good thing to call.
Well, hop heads and the hops.
And that will be only on Barbecue Bob Show, not the Crazy Bag Ladies. Just that we've had such an amazing response to you.
Really?
I mean, I have to say something, folks. Do you realize in 1 week's time on iTunes, Barbecue Bob's podcast, on all of food, just the food category alone, he's already, at least today, was at 19.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Claudia.
So we want to thank all you.
I don't believe it. I can't believe anybody ever want to hear me talk, but I got to say this. I do have a lot of barbecue experience, and, you know, all these fancy chefs with all these degrees and cooking schools and food. You know what? I've been to some of these big fancy restaurants and paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for this food, and I'm telling you right now, it ain't better than what you can make in your own kitchen, with just a little bit of education and a little bit of hard sweat and a whole lot of love. That's what it's all about. You love the people you're cooking for. You want to make them something that tastes delicious, and that's 50%, if not more.
Very good, Bob. You're speaking with conviction now, aren't you?
I am, darn it.
Well, now, is there anything else any other tips or advice that you'd like to give the audience today, Bob?
Keep your powder dry.
Okay. You're crazy.
I want to talk about that darn sausage, that venison. You got me going now. I'm going
to
go out and hunt me a deer next week.
You know what
you
got to do? You got to ask Uncle Shag if he has a recipe.
I got plenty of recipes, but I'd like to have his recipe.
He has a great podcast on Podomatic.
Who's Uncle Shag?
You've seen him on Podomatic.
I'm pretty stupid, Claudia. I don't check these things out like you do.
He's not a technical person at all.
Wow.
But you have to check. If you go on to Podomatic.com, make sure you give a shout-out. Look for, here, matter of fact, let me see if I can.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to let you know I'm praying for all you poor people down there in the southern part of the country that are going through all them horrible storms right now. That's terrible. All that flooding and destruction. I think that you got hit hard enough last year. I don't know why we got to go through it again, but there's always a reason for everything, I guess. But
right.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and we hope that pretty soon this weather will cease and we'll be able to get them barbecues out and start having some fun.
Okay, so I was talking about Uncle Shag. He runs the Longtown podcast on Podomatic.
Uncle Shag.
That's right there. And he wrote in saying he's waiting for the sausage recipe, but he does a lot of he does venison. So I'm saying next recipe you do, you need to include venison in that.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I love venison. So, you ever eat chipmunk?
Ew, no. I How about squirrel?
I got a great little squirrel recipe.
Oh.
What?
Listen to me.
How about roadkill? You ever eat roadkill? Oh. Hey, if you're starving to death, that roadkill, if it's fresh, it ain't too bad.
I am from Chicago.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't eat roadkill. I don't eat. Some people do. I know. I
could try the venison. I would try that. Is it gamey?
Venison ain't gamey. No, it's a little bit strong. But when you eat it in the sausage, it just to me it tastes good. I like to make jerky and.
Oh, I'd like. I think I would like that. You should. Have you ever made jerky before?
I've made so much jerky. More jerky than you got hair in your head.
Well, then maybe you should do one show in the future for jerky.
Yeah, I could do a jerky boy.
You are a jerky boy.
Oh, all right.
All right. Now, we're going to wind up the show next week. Is the Italian sausage. Now, you're going to teach them how to make the sausage from scratch, right?
Absolutely. Grinding up your own pork butt, pork shoulder, and.
See, that's what I like.
Make it from scratch.
And you can use it in your spaghetti sauce.
Absolutely. Nothing beats that. I like making spaghetti. You know, actually, folks, Claudia's grandmother, who I met a long time ago, she introduced me to one of the best spaghetti sauce recipes, a very authentic recipe that's probably the best one I've ever had. And one of these days, I don't know if we should share it or not.
One thing about Barbecue Bob. I got to say this. One thing about Barbecue Bob. He's not just barbecue. He cooks it all. Matter of fact, two Christmases ago, he did the most delicious tortellini, with prosciutto and what was it else in there?
Veal.
Oh my
pork,
gosh.
Pork, veal, prosciutto, and he mortadella. Made the I ground it up with Parmigiano Romano, and I did the Parmigiano Reggiano. I did the.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I can cook all. I love Italian food.
And then the holidays, he does the turkeys. The best. He fries the turkey outside. He does this whole deep fried turkey. I mean, unbelievable stuff.
Do a brine on that turkey, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't do just typical stuff like you do. And he does his own twist. So you got a lot of cool things in store. Anyway, we're going to wind this up. We hope you enjoy the show. Please do try the recipe and write us. Let us know how it went. If you did it, you tried it, and how you liked it.
If you didn't like it, keep to yourself.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from you then.
We only want the ones that liked it and got something good to say.
All right.
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
So stay tuned next week, everybody, and God bless you.
Have a good one. Take care, folks. Ciao.
This podcast was brought to you by CrazyBagLadies.com, your one-stop shopping spot on the net today.